Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the HSBG podcast. I'm your host. Honestly, we're your hosts, Educated Collins and Shady Bunny. And we're here with our 122nd episode. Wow, it's been so long. Got a really good one, lots of dual stuff. But as we all know, Shady Bunny, how you doing?
Very important. Thank you. Starting to feel left out. I am doing great, Collins. I guess I'll do a little announcement for the podcast listeners. We did miss an extra week, for which I'm sorry, but I was a little busy. I got my second daughter was born, so don't don't take it too hard, guys. Nothing personal, but we're back on track.
It was all personal. He's been planning this for months.
Yeah. So yes, years actually. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, all right, and how you been, Collins?
I did not no children, so that's children. But it's been good for me. I've been chilling. Really cool to hear about the duels announcements. I think that's going to be fun for everyone, and by everyone I mean the particular people that like playing together. You know, those type of folks. So fun for us, hopefully many others. But yeah, should be cool. We have lots of duel specific content to review, so that's going to be interesting. I think we've already talked about some of it, but I'm down to get in the nitty-gritty. What are your thoughts on some of these cards?
And this is fun, yeah, because I've done a review, you've done a review, right? So yeah, this should go pretty fast. Copium or not. But it'll be fun now to get your take on how powerful things are. All right, let's dive right in then. So there's four new heroes. We'll start, well, technically five, but one is...
Share your screen, Shady, so we can be on the same page. Though I...
Right. Let me see. Can I do that and still get your camera? I guess I should, right?
1 second.
Oh, maybe not. Well, 1 second. Are you on the bottom? Are you on the bottom? Let me share it and see if I can still get you. So now I'm sharing my screen, but how do I get Collins on here? I'm not sure if I can do that. I don't think I can do that, Collins. All right. It's fine. Might just leave this in. Hey guys, we're just waiting. Collins picked up the phone, took a call. While I am being very
muted myself. That's what's going on. Okay.
Yes, but you took your call, right?
Yeah. I'm done.
All right. That's why you muted. Yeah, I don't think I can do share screen and have you on my screen.
Yeah, you would have to change. So what's happening is that the window's changes, right? So you'd have to move the window to accommodate an extra screen, which you haven't done, so I guess it's fine not to do that.
I hear you. That is, you're talking about language, Collins. Some it could be done, but we are not going to, so very good. I could send you these, but if you have
I'm down. All I'm right. Also looking at it through the Twitch stream, so right. It's not too bad.
I think that works, right? Because we're
yeah.
It's not works, like we're doing like. All right, now we're switching to tier two. Without waiting for the 3 second delay, let's dive right in, baby. Let's go. What do you think about this card, Collins? I need your full input right now. All right, stop stalling. Okay, cool. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the heroes. The first package we have lined up is Cho'Gall. Right, so that's two heroes, but effectively one, because you pretty much always pick them as a pair. So I guess, yeah, Collins, you can go over what does this do and what's your take on it?
So what interesting to me is like how likely are you getting this if you don't communicate with your teammate? You know what I mean? Like, is there going to be like, hey, the other guy picked Gaul, you know, like, hey, the other, like, is there going to be some notification? Yeah. Or is it like, oh, one of you picked Gaul? Nope, try again. You know, kind of thing. Or like, oh, you one of you picked the other heroes, you know, now you're getting a random of the alternative. Like, I wonder, I hope there's some kind of notification where it's like, even if you're not like talking, you can communicate like, hey, you know, I want this or something like that. So that'd be good for some cases. In terms of the hero itself, I do think this is pretty good. Obviously, we saw it in the BlizzCon.
Well, let's first see what it does, right?
Oh, right. It's a passive. Whenever you play a golden minion, both you and your teammate gets a triple reward, and you can only activate those three times. So the first three times you play a golden minion from either side, both players get the triple reward.
And when you receive the triple reward, that's your level. So if you're on tier 5, you pull a 6, but if your buddy was still on 3, he gets a 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that would make sense as well.
And why that is good is that, hey, someone sets up a triple or gets a triple, you can talk to your teammate. Your teammate can be like, oh, maybe I should heavy level in preparation for this event that's happening where we both get a true reward for free. You know, I don't have to spend the 3 gold to buy the triple or even spend the 9 gold to get the whole setup, so, and I get a free triple reward, that's going to be really good. So this was just a very powerful ability that they nerfed because it was too powerful, because I believe there wasn't a limit in BlizzCon, and a lot of people that played this ended up winning because it's very good. So makes sense to me, and I do think the limiter of 3 isn't that bad, because usually you'll get your biggest spikes early in the game. And then once you have your setup, like the triple reward doesn't really matter as much. So like getting a free early 5 and early 6 can be what you need to coast the rest of the game. So this just seems good to me. It does have low armor, which could be a concern if that is problematic, but still seems like a very solid choice. If you definitely communicate with your teammate, there's a lot of like communicate with your teammate heroes and minions, and this is definitely one of them, right? Like if you're not talking, you just...
In the duo mode, it is very important that you are playing together with your teammate. That's true. It's funny. It sounds stupid, but it's a real concern where playing solo is not the same, right, as playing duos. So that's a very different thing.
I mean, people play League and they mute everyone. So
yes, and they're really not as good at the game as people that are communicating and playing properly together.
I don't know.
I do. They're professional players and they're on voice together. Oh, yeah, they do a lot better.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'll put it like this. The cap is where people talk to each other. Like, that's the cap, right? You're not getting to the cap muting everyone. But the way how I see this is that it's very, very good. Right? I think it's a super strong ability. And you can tell by Blizzard nerfing it and giving 6 armor. That's Gallywick's level. Right, so it's Gallywick's level armor, and they had to nerf the ability, and I think it's still going to be too strong, because the way how I can see this going down is that you pop a triple on 7 gold either, and then you both get a 4 drop, and then now you both have a 4 drop, so you win fights, and then you win fights, and then you set yourself up where probably one person tiers to 5 and grabs the 6 drop reward, while the other one spends the turn on 4,
sets up another
grabs triple. The other one, essentially, if you're both leveling, only one of you, well, unless you get lucky and you have enough economy, you can actually level to 5 on 9 gold and buy a triple, right? But that's tough. That's a lot of money. You need a lot of economy stuff early. You need like shell collector triple and shit. But you might get that. But I think realistically, what happens is on 9 gold, one person goes to 5. The other person cashes in a triple on 4. So he gets a 5. The other person gets the 6. And then you go into combat on tier on 9 gold with a 5 drop and a 6 drop. That's already bonkers. And then from then on, the person on 5 then rolls and gets stronger. The person that was on 4 goes to 5. And you kind of just cover each other. It's got a little bit like military shit. One guy shoots, the other guy runs, right? That's what you do, right? One guy says, okay, I'll get strong, you level. And then now you're both on 5 pretty early. You have a 6 drop, you have a 5 drop. You have one ability left. You triple again, right? Pretty soon, one of you will. Then you get a 6 drop, both of you. I just see that getting out of hand so incredibly quickly.
Yeah. And being able to like, someone's gonna hit something good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you look at a six drop, someone's gonna find the right composition to play that game, and then you defer to that person. Like, here, this is what I need, sir. Like,
I need that brand. I'm gonna need that brand. Yeah. I see you roll the brand. That is true. You have two turns yeah. in one turn, right? So
yeah,
rolling for brand now suddenly became a lot more viable. Like, you get a one person triples into the Tethys and is like, all right, I'm gonna need your shit. Please feed me. Get the engine up and
feed
running.
Feed me, yeah.
Yeah, I feed me, please. I'm gonna need three swaps this turn. Come on, let's go. That's the thing. If you set someone up, then he can pay that back tenfold later on. It's like, oh, here is a golden matador. Just put that in the portal. I don't need it. My board is too good. I can't, like, I've just played my third golden touch this turn. Here is another golden minion. I don't need it. Take it off my hands. Yeah. All right, cool. I'm so looking forward to this. This is so much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey, Beater. Beater's in the chat. What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Did I swap the heroes out? Or is this still the wrong one, right? Just getting the other heroes up on screen, guys.
How dare you take this much time?
That's not the right. Yeah, I'd have to do this on stream as well. I have one that's wrong, but it's like the wrong hero power.
These look correct. Oh no, they're swapped, right?
Yeah, those are swapped. That's fine. I have them.
You can show it, and I'll just, you know, I'll talk about the fixed version. Or even if they're swapped, we could just, you know. I'll just put it on there.
It's not worth the fix. Nah, it's not worth the fix. It's fine. It's fine. We'll just leave them up. So essentially, Gloop, they go one left, right?
Yeah.
So Goya is this one. Goya goes to the right. Nameless one goes to the left. Gloop goes to the left. That's essentially the switch here. So Nameless one is start of the game. Copy your teammate's hero power. The way how I looked at this was pretty much just Finley, but you know what you're getting. So I just thought this was a really good option to have. And you can pass, right? When you see what your teammate is offered, you're like, eh, no thanks. Or it would make sense to do two of that same one.
Yeah, I think once again, you need to talk to your teammate and it's like, what are you picking? And what I like about this is it has 12 armor, and that is not standard. So some of the like really strong heroes have like 6 armor, 7 armor, right? You get the same hero power, but with 12 armor, that could be pretty engaging. So I think, you know, based on what your opponent is picking, this can be a very useful thing. Yeah, and I like you fixing that, by the way.
yeah, I just realized it's now chat can stay. There we go. All right, so yeah, not that much to talk about. I think there's some cool combos you can do with two the same, but for the most part, I think this is just a nice option to have. And then if your teammate has a really, really good hero power to copy, you're essentially getting a 12 armor, you know, 6 gold hero power or 6 armor hero power. So that's always a nice deal. Then Floop or Gloop, Glorious Gloop, choose a friendly minion, start off combat, transform into your teammate's highest tier minion. This one, I'm pretty curious. What was your take on this?
I don't like this one, generally. I feel like early game, it doesn't do that much for you. And usually late game, you have better abilities to have. So I'm not sold on this. And also, like, highest tier isn't always going to be the best to get. Like, I believe this used to be like highest power or something, but they changed it. So, you know, you could have your highest tier be your strongest minion, but that's not always going to be the case. So you have to be like hyper aware, and that kind of changes your game plan. I don't want to hear about it. Might change your game plan in like an awkward way. So I'm not super sold on this one. It also has high armor, which, you know, generally means
this is a bad indicator. It's bad news. I said it was going to be pretty situational, where I can see this being fantastic with Foe Reaper, where you jack up a Foe Reaper and then copy Foe Reaper, and then you keep for the rest is just tier 5s, right? And then you just, one guy goes massive Foe Reaper and boom, you have 2 massive Foe Reapers.
Yeah, what I did say, that this looks to me very minion type specific, where you have to look at the minion types, be like, oh, the higher tier minions are my carry minions. Okay, I can pick this kind of thing. Where normally if you're like, oh, we're playing, what doesn't have, like, maybe Murlocs, I guess. Murlocs don't have, like, super high-tier heavy-cost minions, right? Like, oh, I don't...
Yeah, you'd have Coral Murgler, but that doesn't do as much, right? Because it doesn't, it won't adapt the same on your board.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, I think for the most part this is a skip, but the I think you can break the game with this in certain setups where, well, not break the game, but it's like very duo specific where you can make this way better than it should be or way better than it would be in most people's hands, right? If you put it in a certain duo that has the game plan and you essentially, I think Fall Reaper, like you, the gloop player feeds the teammate all the stuff, like for instance, the Divine Shield or so, and then they just like make a really, really strong tier six, and then you keep copying that tier six. So if I'm looking forward to trying this at least a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying everything for sure.
Does it keep enchantments? It really should, yeah.
Yeah, it has to.
But it's just combat. Yeah. Right? It just copies for combat. If it doesn't copy enchantments, then why is this a hero? Get this out of my game, right? Like,
I made a 6/8 Fur Reaper.
Transform into a 4/12 Kalagos. Let's go, baby. That's definitely why I have a hero power.
Get me out of here.
I mean, it
has to keep enchantments. Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you for sure that it keeps it, but if it doesn't, then I'm not trying this.
Yeah. Now the question is, let's say you, hear me out. I'm cooking here. All
right.
Let's say you play Terragosa, and then you hero power this with Terragosa. Terragosa keeps all enchantments, so I'm just like, does that work?
I don't think it works because it transforms into that minion. So it's no longer Terragosa.
Boo, Shady. I'm cooking.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think the text on Terragosa is gone because it transforms into that minion, right?
It would be fun. And then it would be broken and then we'd never hear it again. But yeah.
Yeah. No, Beater in the chat is saying that it'd be really broken, but I think the issue is that you can only run one 6-drop then, or only run one 5-drop as well, Beater. So it's going to be tough to get going. Like, it's going to be tough to set up. But yeah, once you have the minion, it's fantastic. But it's just tough because you have to... Like, your teammate is essentially heavily restricted.
Yeah, I think there are games where this is very good. I just don't think, like... If you have this every game, you're going to be happy with it.
All right. Well, Beater says it 100% doesn't keep enchantments, so that's fair. We can check. We'll check. Maybe we're vastly underestimating this, but like how strong it would be. But whatever. We'll. Anyway, I think we're about done talking about this here. Anyway, right?
Yeah.
Because we'll have to.
We'll find
that.
Out. We'll find.
We will
out.
Know for the next episode. If you're listening to this, we will know. All right. Okay, so the last one here is Madame Goya. For 8 armor, you get a 2 gold hero power. Pass a non-golden minion. Now, very important for this is that you can pass from the shop, which makes it a good hero power as opposed to something like, why would I ever cast this, right? It's kind of like Cookie when some people say, like, I didn't know you could eat the shop, right? They eat their own minions with Cookie. They're like, oh, this is trash. And so, yeah, if you would only pass your own minions with this, it'd be trash, but... you can steal from the shop. So what are your thoughts on this?
So initially I had some comments afterwards of people like talking about it that somewhat changed my mind. Initially I thought it was going to be okay, but there are spells that do this exact same thing. And it's like, do you want a hero power that is basically a spell that you can pick up on will? Like, is this worth enough? But thinking about it more and having some comments, there are some good use cases of it. Just using it every turn is fine, just because you are saving essentially 2 gold if you were going to pass it. Now, you might not always pass what you target, which might mean like you're still paying 2 gold for a 3 gold minion usually. So that's pretty good. Another thing that's pretty good is you can do something like play a battle cry, target that battle cry that you've played, and then your opponent also gets to use that battle cry since you can target your own minion. So you can also like say, hey, I have something really good that I'd rather give to my opponent that I'm already using. Let me just play it. Like something like that Murloc that gets +3/+3 when it's passed. You might just want to say, hey, you know, I'll pass it to you. I'll use it and I'll pass it the next turn. That kind of thing. So I do think there are a decent amount of use cases that make it feel pretty good, so I'm down to play it and see how it feels. But my initial impression was like, maybe it's okay, but there are a lot of, like, the spell that does it, and there's also, like, a spell craft that does this. So you have a lot of other ways of doing this effect if you want really want it later on.
I think that this is actually quite strong. The the reason is not so much like, oh, now I can pass. It's just it'll make for way, way smoother curves. It's like Zarella, but you
love that. You love that.
Yes. Like, but because what does that result into? It results into faster leveling, more pairs, more chance for triples. It's just, it's the reason why something like Omu has 8 armor. It's the reason why something like Zarella doesn't have, you know, like 20 armor. It's like these heroes just make it, they make your turns just nicer, right? You won't have to sell an extra unit. Your 5 gold turn is clean, where you just buy a unit, you pass a unit. Maybe on the 6 gold turn, you sell something level. The level is 4 gold, you pass something for 2 gold, your teammate gets the unit, you might not lose now because they have an extra unit, yada yada yada. So other heroes don't have those options.
You gotta be careful about, like, your opponent has like 9 cards to play while you have like 4, you know.
Your teammate, right? Your teammate.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
This loses value once you're at a point where you have 4 units and they're holding 2 cards. Because they don't have void space, so that's true.
That's what I envision. Like, yeah, okay, I play this, I pass, here you go, and I play this, I pass, here you go, and this guy's just like, okay, well, I'm full board and you have 3 cards. Like, yeah, you know, like, I guess next turn I'm passing back, right? But then you kind of lose some of that. But I guess maybe it's like, you pay 2 gold, pass some cards back, maybe it's like not too horrible, because essentially if you pass it back, it's 3 gold by a minion. So it's not horrible.
You know? I mean, it is horrible. 3 gold by a minion is like, so buy a minion, right? But what it means is that you can use that on, say, the 5 gold turn, and then on the 8 gold turn, when your teammate was going to level and float a gold, he can pass it back. Something like that, right? It can do that. So, the advantage is...
As long as they're not playing their cards.
Yeah, the advantage is that they get to have just cleaner turns, and when there is floated gold, you can throw it up.
Yeah. Still sounds good. Yeah.
All right.
And we're not even talking about the things I said, you know. Chase still likes it, so that's a good sign.
No. There's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. Let me grab the tier ones. Yeah, so like I mentioned, I think I typed it in the chat even. The hero powers needed to move. But it wasn't worth grabbing the other, because it's a podcast for the main part, right? So we're talking about it.
It's not a podcast.
It's not a podcast. It's a
video format. Yeah. There's a whole video section podcast.
It's not a podcast, Copium. We wouldn't be nerds doing podcasts. What is this?
Not in this day and age.
I just learned today that Trusty Pup is not a duos card.
There's two. Also the
Promo Drake.
The Promo Drake, yeah.
And the Dragon, the Dragon buffer thing on tier 2. So we'll cover that. But so this one, we're going to ignore Trusty Pup. They did lie to us, and how this is how
we can still talk about the card.
No, we can't. He's not a duos card. Get the fuck out.
It's not in duos at all.
No, it is in duos, but it's not duos specific. Today is duos specific. All right.
I was like, wait a minute, it's you too.
All right, well, let's talk about Passenger first. Passenger is a 1 drop. It's a 2/3 stat line. The first time your team passes each turn, gain +2/+2. What are we thinking, Collins?
I think if we both buy a turn one, I'm okay. I'm happy. You know, give it to me. Like, if one of us buys a turn one, I'm less happy, but I'll begrudgingly be like, fine. It depends on what hero powers you have and stuff like that.
Right. So let's say you don't roll economy. What would you buy over this?
On one?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I first have to know all the cards.
Sure, but let's assume just like broad strength. What's in right now, right? You got like Rockpool, you got Imprisoner and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really better than this if you're going to.
Yeah, that was my point, right? I think you just buy this because we'll see on tier 2, there's Wanderer Cho. You might have a hero like Goya, right? So passing sort of just happens, right? That's what they want to incentivize. There's all kinds of mechanics that just pass.
What if we play the game and it's like, I never pass.
Never pass. It's like the no pass challenge.
This doesn't seem that good. If that
I think passing just happens. So I like this. I think this is strong because even if you pass one time, you get a 4 or 5, right? And then you will probably pass like 2 more times or so at least before you sell this. So
I think this card is good. Better the stronger your teamwork is. That's why Shady's like, wow, this is OP.
Yeah, I mean, calculating your gold and all that. I think it's good. I think it's strong.
Yeah. I hear you.
The argument
that there's nothing better on one, I think, is very clear.
Right, yeah. I'm not saying you go out of your way to buy this later, but I think turn one, tier one, you buy this. For sure. At least that's it. All right. Well, we'll mention Trusty Pup, because it was in my presentation, but it's not going to be a duo-specific card. So it's going to be in. So, for instance, Passenger or Trusty Pup might be in a choice, but it's not... But it's not duo specific.
You don't have the duos tag, so we can't talk about you, puppy. Go out, you know.
Fuck out.
Like, what is this? But I'm talking about Trusty
Puppy. Off my screen. Bam. He's already gone.
If anything happens to him, I'm...
I'm leaving. I'm quitting. Let's see.
But I do think it's pretty good. Like, early game, but... You know, it doesn't seem like crazy, but maybe there's other beast synergies that make it work.
I didn't like it. I thought, I mean, a 1/3 that gains one attack when it gets attacked.
It's a 2/3 in a lot of cases.
Well, like, 2/3, but take damage turn one for it, right? Because it gets hit.
Well, I mean, as long as you're not fighting into a 3/2, which isn't that common on turn one. I think you're
going to have like multiple hits. We would have to see exactly what's in and what's... Okay, so depending on how often this gets one shot, it might win me back.
Yeah, I don't see it getting one shot most of the time. If you get one shot, then yeah. But yeah. There's not a lot of 3/2s.
Also, have to see how much beast synergy there will be, right? Like, how much... Uh-huh. Like, do you have an effect that rewards you for gaining attack or something like that? Or, you know, something that complements attack gaining? Yeah. I don't know. That's... All right.
That was kind of my thoughts as well.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Hard to evaluate in a vacuum, but fine if it doesn't get one shot too often. All right. We got the tier twos on screen, but we'll ignore the dragon because the dragon is also not just duo specific.
No, we talk about the dragon first. Get out of the way.
Talk about the dragon first. I thought it was meh. I think it's like, I mean, the synergy dependent, of course, but on average, meh.
It's a 2/3/5, which is fine, but not like, I'm not going out of my way to really play that because it doesn't help you find the game plan, you know, unless your game plan is like Terra goes to dragons. But even then, like, this isn't helping you do that really. So it just seems like, you pick it for tempo, maybe if you're super scared. But once again, you're playing with a teammate, so what are you doing? Like, what? Why are you scared?
Yeah, your team's gonna win anyway. But I mean, sometimes it's gonna be the best for a double buy, right? Where you buy the dragon package. That's how it ends up on your board.
If you buy 2 drakes, it just turns into a 4/7. Yeah.
Give your leftmost, yeah.
Yeah. I don't love that.
Oh, yeah. Beater makes a point about warping. If it gives warping Wind Fury, that's nutty. That's true. Yeah,
that's like late game. That's like late game tech. Like,
but it's kind of like the ping dragon, right? Where you would roll for it for the end game. Yeah. You might roll for this for your Wind Fury warping.
I guess I could see it, right? Because if you have like Divine Shield, 200 attack warp wing with Wind Fury, like
that's okay. Pretty good. That is pretty good. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So
your minions die so that your Warpwing keeps attacking. I like it.
You just feed. Well, my dragon boards is 2 Warpwings and then 5 taunts.
5 taunts.
I taunt everything.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I just protect the Warpwings and then it wins so often. It's good. It's real good.
Yeah.
Okay, so our spell on tier 2, our first duo specific spell is Recruitment Program. Get a random minion of your teammate's most common type and then pass it.
Seems great to me.
That's like, chef's choice for duos, and chef's choice is one gold. Great.
It's legit 1 gold. Give your teammate a random minion of your most common type.
It's kind of, it's 1 gold in the same way that Anomaly is 1 gold. It's 1 gold if you wanted to pass, right? Anomaly is the same thing where Anomaly gives you a gold if you wanted to roll. So I look at that as sort of a shop giving you like a, a voucher, be like, this is $500. You just have to spend it on shit we want, right? It's like, well, it's but not I really mean, it's $500.
The most common type, you know, as long as you it made sense to buy it,
like, right. Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's so. I just think it's a little unfair to say it's one gold because at that stage of the game, you'd be fine having a minion yourself, right? It's not like I had to pass this, so I definitely saved the gold, right? It's like, well, I definitely needed to pass this, but it's fine. It's good.
Does my teammate have six or less cards? Okay, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. But then you have the issue that you fill their board up faster than your board, right? So then they might have to pass back to, like, balance it out. So
I'm down. You know,
you scratch my back, I scratch yours. It's fine. We're good. Yeah. Let's do it. All right, but no, good card. Great card. Great card. I just wanted to say, like, it's two gold. I don't count the gold for passing because I think at that stage of the game, because it's also random, right? It's not like late game you're transferring a specific minion, like... I do use Chef's Choice in the late game sometimes to, like, fish for beast, fish for gold room, fish for banana or something. So we might do that as well.
That's gonna happen for sure. You're like, oh my god, I just need a specific beast. I'm like, I got you.
I got you. It's like, I got some programs for you. Just keep throwing them at me. I'm like, hey, are we hitting? Like, hey. No, it's just mana savers. No. These suck guns. What the fuck?
Okay. Put all my gold for that.
All right, you wanna take over? For the next one?
Next up, we have a generous geomancer. So death rattle. It's a two drop death rattle. You and your teammate each get a blood gem. So it's a 2/1 death rattle. Pretty bad stats, but you do gain 2 blood gems. One for you, one for your teammate. I do think this is a little bit more specific because I have slightly lower values for death rattles and similar type cards because you're not always going to fight first, and usually it feels like someone's going to be strong. The way a lot of these games are, you'll probably be pumping someone. So if you are like the weaker person, then maybe your teammate just full clears and then you don't get this effect. So I'm not super high on it, but I mean, and blood gems aren't always like game winning. It depends if you're building into that particular composition. So that's my thought.
Wow. I did not really think of that, but I think by the time you start full clearing, you don't really care about this anymore, if that makes sense. I think, let's be honest, I feel like you're not full clearing before, like, at least 9 gold, maybe 10 gold, right? What kind of a board do you need to have to start full clearing? Or like, it's 7 gold, baby, I'm killing everything.
So I'm thinking about what the meta looks like, and I'm thinking, like, very likely people are going to be like, okay, you're the leader here, and I'm just like, casual fighting, right? So I think there's going to be some cases where the opponent's boards are much weaker than you expect, and you're just like, oh, I like that second board was nothing, I won anyways, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm not sure you're always gonna get this up proc, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe like,
but starting what turn would you think a full clear,
when people level to 3, you know,
when people level to 3?
Go straight to tier 3.
So 7 gold, you start full clearing potentially? I don't know, that's early, man.
Dude,
like, how much better?
Have you seen the true drops? We've got Paper Drake coming out, dude. That thing is going to wipe. You have someone running double Geomancer. You know, like, you're not, they're not doing anything.
All right, I think that full clearing is not really going to be an issue for this card early on.
Sure.
So I still like it. I don't think it's bad. I think a Sunbake and Perturn is fine. But yeah, it's an option.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, we shall see. Now, obviously, for day one, and it's like, because this is another thing, guys. Because it's the first season of Duos ever, there is no hidden MMR. Everybody starts at 0, which is probably like 4,000 internal. So if you've ever wanted to play against your favorite streamers, day one of Duos is the time to do it because you're all the exact same and more.
That's never like that. That sounds fun in your head, by the way. Like, against your streamer. Sounds fun in your head, and then you're like, damn, they're kind of good.
I mean, if you could play basketball with Michael Jordan, you would lose 1,000 times out of 1,000, and how many people would say, yeah, I'd play with Michael Jordan.
You
Let's
are
go.
Underrating.
No, I'm. You're like,
I'm rating fairly my skills.
No, I think that's, people want to, even if you have little to no chance of winning, people want to play with the people they look up to, right? It's
fair.
Like,
that's fair.
It's fun. It's fun. It's cool.
Well, right. I like the winning part, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be like, ah, oh, I'll Q dodge, right? I don't want to. I'll Q dodge MJ. I don't want to go up against.
Yeah. I'm good, you know.
Sure.
Let me win in peace.
Okay, cool. So then our next minion is the Friendly Saloon Keeper, a 2-drop. It's a neutral, no type. Battlecry, your teammate gets a golden coin. And important, the stat line, it's a 3-4.
It's a 3-4. What the?
It's a spider tank.
What is that? I'm buying this every time I see this sucker.
This is great in the early game. Oh my god. And with Bran later on, ka-ching, ta-ding, feed your teammate. Let's go.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds. I mean, it just seems free. Like, I don't see why you wouldn't buy it. Like, I don't get it. What's the downside?
Yeah, the downside sometimes is that the gold is going to be awkward on your teammate, and it's like doesn't have a tie. But early game, you always buy it. Early game, you always buy it. It's so good.
Sometimes you have to rely on Shady to do stuff.
Ah, that's the worst. Yeah, when Collins is talking about wiping boards, he's talking about himself. He's like, oh, no, I have to, like, rely on Shady. One of my minions died. No. Okay. And then lastly, on tier 2, we have Wanderer Cho, which is a 2-drop, 4-3 neutral. And the effect is one pass each turn is free.
Seems pretty good.
Really good. Yeah, I like this. Yeah. And this is the reason why I think I like that 1-drop a lot.
Of the passenger. Yeah, I knew it. Because you're like, passenger into Cho, let's go. I'm
passenger into Cho, and you're just, yeah, like you do that 3 times or so, you're suddenly working with a 9 health unit already. That's pretty silly.
Yeah this seems solid.
Yeah, very, very cool cards. The Saloon Keeper to Cho, definitely stand out. I guess recruitment program. I'd say out of these 4, the Geomancer is definitely the weaker one, but like it's okay. But these 3 that's are really saying. Nice.
That's what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah, I'm comparing it to regular 2-drops.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. I would still pick it up, but when I'm comparing, it's like,
yeah. Yeah, to these guys, yeah, he's definitely a little below their level. He's not on their level yet. All right, cool. Tier 3. The first one here is the Orchestra Conductor, tier 3 neutral battle cry, give a minion +2/+2, improve your team's future Orchestra Conductors, which presumably means that your next Orchestra Conductor now does 4/4, and so on and so on.
Yeah. I desperately want this to be good.
Yeah. Pogo's mom vibes. It sounds so fun. Yeah.
I'm just, you know, the scary thing is the meta going to be slow enough that this can actually scale in a reasonable way? And I know what the usual answer to that is, but it looks fun to work out. And the fact that maybe both players can buff it might mean, like, yeah, if you both, like, if I talk to Shady and say, like, we are buying this every time we see it, like, maybe that type of teamwork would make this be like late game. This is a +20/+20. And you're like, oh, this is actually kind of good for 2 gold. But this is the question, like, can you survive? Is that worth it compared to some of the other game plans that you're going to have in duos? Because you have to keep in mind, like, duos is going to be more scaling or more, you know, power creep than traditional game modes or even stuff like quests, like, probably. So that is the concern. Like, is this enough?
For me, the only way you're going to play this is with, like, a reborn Rylac with Tidus and Bran. I'll just, like, giga juice it. Ooh. So that it literally goes to 100, like, where you just buff for 100 or more. And then in the combat, it'll just go, like, dum, 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 dum. Right? Because it's, like, when you get critical mass on Rylac, like, you have Rylac, it's golden, it's reborn, there's a Tidus, there's a chicken, or, you know, it's just like going like ding, 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 ding. That's actually tempo as well, because the Orchestra Conductor is just buffing. Oh, it's buffing a minion.
Minion, yeah.
Oh, it can buff the enemy team.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that's suddenly a lot less good.
Well, okay. If you keep the buffing for like the next turn, so yeah, you buff your opponent like 100, but then you start drawing like 50 plus 50 orchestras, like, probably still.
Yeah, but then there's always the risk you just get owned.
Owned, yeah.
Right, like, anytime you go into a fight, you have a good chance to lose if the orchestra goes.
So you just do it till you're under 15, and then you sell that sucker.
Hope
you draw 50 orchestras afterwards, yeah. I see where the issue is. So you'd rather this be you give a friendly minion.
It would have to be a friendly minion. I feel
like that's broken. Like,
once it's next to Relic, it's broken, yeah. But honestly, that's the same with Felemental. Like, Felemental next to Relic is Giga broken. That's the strongest build we have in the meta right now. Because you make your tavern like 200, 300. I've seen that 400. And people just start buying.
Why does Rylek still exist? Honestly,
Rylek is nutty, right? So we don't know if Rylek is going to stay. But if Rylek stays, this is the immediate thing I was thinking about. Because it feels like you can't just be like, and now I buy my fourth orchestra from the shop and play it. And, like, I mean, what are you doing, right? Like, when you're competing as people that are like, I'm Infinite Pirates, I've got like 500 Murlocs. What are you doing? I'm plus eight on my guys. Just leave me alone. It's
like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I'm going to be honest. I don't think you can play it as the honest way. I think you need to add some performance enhancing Rylek.
Make it work.
All right. Colin's going to prove me wrong. He's going to stay
I'm
on tier three. Roll it down.
I'm not going to roll it down.
Well, I think you can buy this sort of tempo-wise where if we both have one in the shop, we could play it, right? Like, boom, boom.
Wait a minute. Double tier three staying on three game plan.
Just okay, like...
with deflectos.
You would need Golden Wraith. Golden Wraith and then Celementals to roll and then just farm orchestras. If you were to do, like, tier three only...
That sounds like a try it once meme.
Yeah, that sounds like let's try it at zero MMR. let's play orchestra this game.
Exactly. Yeah.
See how good All it right, is. Let's move on because we will try it, guys. We will try it.
Good.
All right. So Doting Drakthyr is the next one. It's a tier three dragon. It's a 4/3. At the end of your turn, give your teammates minions plus one attack. What do you think about this?
What do you think about this?
I think it's great.
Okay.
I feel like
I would just play catch. Personally, I'd rather just play a catch.
Well, you have to keep in mind that this is it's a body, right?
Sure.
You could both have one, and then both your boys can both.
Yeah, but I catch pass plus nine. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, the issue I have with that is I think catch is good. Don't get me wrong. We'll get to catch in just a moment. But catch is in the body, and early on bodies do matter. So I think if you don't have a full board yet, it's a lot weaker.
Sure. Okay. I mean, I guess if you're using this to fill your board.
Yeah, that would be an assumption. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe an upgrade. I
get a full board and I'm just like, okay, I'd rather plus my minions plus 12, like, instead of waiting 12 turns for this.
All right, well, let's do portal in a bottle and then get the catch, and we'll catch up. All right, you do portal.
Yeah, so portal is Madame Goya's ability, pass a non-golden minion for 2 gold, same cost, so has the same benefits of that. That was kind of why I was like, is Madame Goya necessary if you can just buy Madame Goya's ability at will for the same cost? Maybe just having it every turn is worth it, but it is. Madame Goya does have a good ability, so I do feel like Port in a Bottle is going to be useful, going to be strong.
Yeah, it's just solid. It's fine. It's good economy. It's good curve fixer. Yeah, sure. And then catch is the card that's honestly the most interesting here. Maybe not the strongest, could very well be the strongest, but
it could be. Honestly, it wouldn't be surprised.
So the effect is give your minions plus 3 attack, but it upgrades for 3 after it is passed. My assumption is that this stacks indefinitely, where you can go 3, 6, 9.
Oh man, if it only capped at 6, that would be. I see what you're saying, but I would assume it stacks indefinitely. Yes.
Yeah, there's no clarification either way, right? Like no limit, or you can do it more than once. My assumption is also that it goes 6, 9, 12.
Yeah, me too.
I think this is really good because you while it does cost extra gold to pass, you can set that up pretty well where you oftentimes just have one or two gold at the end of your turn that you would roll away anyway, or that you just desperately try to make use of, right? Like, oh, I guess I'll cycle the bacon, right? Because otherwise I don't do anything with my gold. And, yeah, you know, catch is going to be a good way to spend that gold.
And I would pay 5 gold to give my minions 12 attack, like, what, like, at times. Not, like, it, and it's not like I'm paying 5, you know, I'm paying, like, you know.
Yeah, my teammate's paying half the bill. Let's go.
You know, like, it to me, this is one of the cards I feel like could get a nerf. And I didn't really have that kind of instinct with a lot of these cards that we talked about, but this is the one where I look at it and I'm like, I could see this being nerfed.
That's true. So, this is probably getting nerfed. If it's pass indefinitely, yeah, it's very likely getting nerfed. Just because there's going to be certain boards where this is really dumb. Mm-hmm. You know, the Deflecto board is the one that comes to mind where you just buy this in the mid game where you're like, I'm just picking this up and like, hey, just pass this whatever you can and then I'll cash it in, you know, 2 turns later and I'll be Giga Attack.
When teams are buying catch and spending most of their turn just passing it back and forth, that's when you know, like, okay.
It's too much, yeah.
Yeah, like, plus 50 to all your Deflecto minions. For is that, maybe we turn that.
maybe that's too, like, much.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my thought. It's, like, one of the only cards that I saw. I'm like, ooh, I could see this being nerfed, which, you know. To me, seems like it's, that means it's pretty good.
All right. Yeah. No, I similar thoughts. You want to do the next two?
Yeah, we got Puddle Prancer. Whee! Puddle Prancer. After this pass, you gain +3/+3. This is a Madame Goyer card to me. But yeah, it seems good if you can pass it, but it does feel expensive, like, comparative to, like, catch. Like, you know, like, I compare it. You know, like, catch +3 attack, everything is like, that's really good. Get +3/+3 early game seems good, but I'm not sure how likely you're really going to be using this, like, after the early to mid game.
I think it's really a bit of a curve fixer where you have 4 gold left and you're just like, oh, I'll just do, like, Prancer pass, and then, yeah, you know, you, right, have a, you have a slaughter. Oh, you have a base skill, nice, I'll just Prancer pass and then you can summon a 6/6.
See, so what I'd say is, like, hey, I'd be like, hey, Shitty, how much gold you have left? That's, I'm not like, it's not I have 4 gold, it's like, hey, Shitty, do you have 4 or 5 gold left? He's like, yeah, I can make it work, like, and I'd be like, okay, pass it to me twice.
Right, something's, yeah, I do think that it's not a good card if you can spend the gold in a meaningful other way. But mm-hmm. again, if you have free passes like the Cho, nice, right? Especially if you already have the Murloc that pulls a Murloc from hand, because then it just grows every right. round, just low cost.
We both need it, like,
well, or I guess person could technically pay the 1 gold to pass it back, right, to get the 6/6
right.
perma.
Right.
You could do that 8 gold, 9 gold, maybe, right? After that, you would stop, but 8, 9 gold, that's still okay. You gain 6/6 for a gold. So,
yeah, if you have the minion, the Murloc that summons from your hand, then I can see this being pretty good.
All right. And next up,
Thunder Pal. At the start of your turn, you and your teammate each gain 1 gold. Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Free money.
2 of these each. Money. Oh.
Money. Yeah.
Now that's a YouTube thumbnail. Just like, Plunder Pals. Let's go.
Yeah. Go straight to 3 double plunder. I'm down.
3-on-3 double plunder. Let's go, baby.
Double plunder, yeah. That's the dream
scenario. I love money. How did you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So something like Plunder Pal makes it more likely that you'll have the extra gold, for instance, for Prancer, where, because this doesn't give you a coin. Right, you do have to spend the gold that turn, which does incentivize something like, oh, now I have this weird gold amount for my curve, I guess I'll pass with that 1 leftover gold instead of just roll 1 more.
You know what? What's interesting? Like, maybe like turn 3, someone buys the give a gold coin, and then the teammate just like, okay, I'll just use the coin level.
right. Go 3-on-3.
Yeah. Could see that happening, stuff like that.
Yeah, and that is. That is a lot of damage, though, right? Because
you are... I mean,
that's incoming. Because I think you do take That you're both boards worth of damage, right? So the other guy needs to have some shit to kill the first board.
Yeah. The one thing is, like, a lot of the three drops aren't very tempo, right? Orchestra, no. Doting, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Plunder Paladin, gonna...
maybe, but it's costly, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the issue.
It feels like preserving the HP is probably going to be better than 3-on-3, but it'll be something to try for sure. We'll try.
Depends on what minion types are in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pirates in, let's go, maybe.
Pirates in, yeah.
All right.
AFK hitting this.
Two of those.
Yeah, that means you have to play AFK. Yeah. I mean, maybe if you're playing AFK, might want to do that. Four has a lot of cards being added.
Yeah, four's got six cards.
Yeah.
So the first one is Magnemus. It's a death rattle beast. It's a 5/2. When it dies, you summon a minion from your teammate's warband, but it only has one HP.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the way how I rated this card was, it's probably going to be good in some way, but I don't really want to spend the effort figuring it out right now. So I'll just let someone break the game with it, and then I'll copy that strategy.
It's probably good in death rattle comps. Like, your opponent's playing like a heavy death rattle comp. Like, yeah, if they keep
your teammates, that summon, not your opponent.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. By opponent, I mean teammate. Just keep that.
I translate. That's fine.
Yeah. But if, like, for example, that death rattle that scales based on how many beasts you've killed, right? Like, if your opponent is running like two copies of that, this might be something that you could just run and say, oh yeah, I gained that. Also, this is probably good if your opponent's running tech, right? So let's say you have like Leroy or those type of cards, right? You could just say, okay, you know, I'll run two Leroys plus this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's increase the chances of full scaling your opponent. So I think there's probably some use cases of it. It's just like, feels like a late game card than something you'd play on four, unless like that's just good tempo, like, oh, I'll just get two cards. But I don't feel like on a four drop that's good tempo, so feels more like a tech late game.
Yeah
there's
definitely some stuff you can do.
Leroy Copium, I don't know, like, I know Leroy's not in the game, but I'm just like, that's the example. There's other type of cards.
Matador, Leroy, Queen, basically all the cards that don't really need health to do something.
Yeah.
What else would be really sick with this? Yeah, Coiler.
Things with Reborn, right? Like, as well.
Would it be an exact copy? Would it keep Reborn?
Said summon a copy of a minion, right? So. Yeah, but it keeps the attack and stuff. Right, that's why they set the health to one. Otherwise, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, if it would summon, I don't know, something with base health 8 or something, that's still pretty good. I don't know actually. If it would,
my guess is it keeps the attack and enchantments.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Next one, I actually caught your review of this, Feisty Freshwater, okay. So I'll give you mine first. I think that it's... this card, what I immediately thought about is, how long can I keep this? Like, how long would it make sense to keep this? Because I think it is nice to just buy when you're on tier 4, because the stat line is good enough to justify upgrading. Right? So you have a droplet on your board from Celemental, you just sell that and put the 6/4 down. And then next turn, you guys can start rolling. I was just thinking, how long would I want to keep this? So, yeah.
Until you get something better. Like, there are games where I just keep, like, a trash minion. Like, you know, just because it fits the curve. So, this be my trash minion. Well, not really, because you need a space. So, this isn't really going to be it. But, I mean, it might just depend on what comp you're playing. If you end up playing things that can take advantage of rolls. And honestly, like, if you're both gonna roll, it's 4 gold a turn. Like, you know, technically, like, it's not really true. But, you know, technically.
Yeah, that's what I mean with those, like, vouchers, right? Where, like, yeah, it's like 4 gold. But, yeah, but it's true. At that stage, let's say if Elise is still in the game, right? That suddenly is a huge upgrade where then you know you're definitely gonna wanna be rolling.
I don't know if Elise should be in the game, to be fair. Like, you know, hopefully they change some stuff. But yeah, definitely. To me, seems useful on four, or if you're just gonna be rolling a lot, there are some comps that just roll a lot. Just getting
I'm not 100% sold on the card yet, just because you know, there are definitely turns where you would not really have rolled, and you're kind of just like spending the money because you can.
Because you can, yeah.
Yeah, you're just like rolling because you have them. Yeah. All right. Anyways. Yeah, we'll see. It's
slightly lower on death rattles once again. So yeah.
Yeah, the one shot potential becomes more likely when we're at this stage, but still, that's like, how much work have you done? That's, what is that?
The question is, how much work have you not done?
Like, how much opponents. Like,
yeah.
How much slack have your opponents? How much slack do your opponents have? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have Minari Messenger, tier 4 demon, battle cry. Minions in your team's taverns have +2/+1 this game.
I gotta be honest, I love buffing both players. Like, that's just fun to me. Like, here's free stuff that you weren't expecting. Like, yeah. The question is, like, are you actually gonna use this? Yeah, you know, I don't know, but I want it to be good.
Yeah, again, right? If Rylak stays, this is pretty good. You just have this next to
Reborn. You are such a Rylak abuser. I hope they remove the card.
I mean, have you played the meta recently?
I don't want to have to deal with, you need Rylak clones. What are you doing? This isn't a Rylak.
Like, did you just roll past the Rylak? What the fuck? No, I need that. I need that, bro.
Oh my god. Yeah. I can hear it.
I think they, I mean, when I play right now, I do check. When beasts are in, that's the first thing I look at. What can I Rylak? Is Shell Collector in, right? Can I have that maybe as a triple and then have that? Because with Rylak, the thing for me is, like, you need to have an excuse to buy it, right? So if you have a Battle Cries on your board, you can fit it into your board and it does something, and then you can build around it later. So this will be really nice if Rylak stays and you can set that up. So
yeah.
All right. You want to do the bottom three?
Next up we have Storm Splitter. So this is a 5/5. Once per turn after you pass a tavern spell, you get a new copy of it. So if you spend the one gold to give it to your teammate, then you're also going to get that once per turn. So, I mean, situational, it depends on the tavern spells. I don't know if you have, like, super expensive tower spells. Like, I feel like if you're doing it for, like, a one cost spell, a lot of times it's not that worth, but maybe once you get to like 3 cost or more, it might feel reasonable. So
this to me looks really good, just because this is what happens in my idea, in my mind, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I have a golden touch. I pass that to you.
Okay. Well. Okay.
Getting a golden touch is not the hardest thing in the world, Collins. Just getting right, one, right? Right? Like, but look what happens now. I have one golden touch in my hand. I pass that to you. I now get a new golden touch. I don't use it. I hold it. Next turn, I pass that same golden touch. You now get another golden touch. Like, you get one golden touch per turn.
Yeah. I
That's ridiculous.
I see what you're saying. If you have a good... I guess that's true. If you have a good...
You just need one, right? You just keep holding it. You just
need one, yeah. And you just hold it forever. Yeah. I can see this... Yeah, I can see this getting burned.
Yeah, I think it's really good. I think it's good. I think it's really good.
You've convinced me, because there's no text to prevent abuse is the issue.
Yeah, there's nothing to make it reasonable. It's not like once per turn, after you play a tavern spell, max 3 gold or something.
Like, if you both have one, like, what is this? Right? Like,
yeah, you both have a Storm Splitter? Golden Touch for you? No, my good friend. A Golden Touch for you!
Yeah, like, what is that? Like,
And it says once per turn, but if you have two on the board, would you get two? I guess.
I assume so, yeah, right?
I'll have now 2 Golden Touches for you, my friend.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm thinking catch.
This, yeah, right, you're like, ooh, give me catch. If it keeps the buffs, that'd be insane, right?
It should, right? You get a copy of it.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. You've convinced me. Whew. My opinion of this is raised.
So when I looked at this, I was like, I don't know if this makes it past the first few days. This seems a bit silly. Because it's gonna, like, if you actually play Nagas and you can buff this, you can just keep it on your board and it's fine.
Yeah, for sure. Right?
So I'm assuming what they're gonna do is they're gonna put a limit on like 3 gold. Like, you can't pass above 3 gold. Like, you can't copy something that costs 3 gold, 4 gold or more. Because
I mean, that's like the whole point, no?
yeah. But I mean, touches. it's okay to like feed your teammates. What is this? What's like okay on 3, or let's say 4 golds, right? Like, let's say up to 4.
Like a 15 attack catch.
Yeah. But that's already getting nerfed, probably, right? So, but if we're talking. Let's say 4, right? Let's say not above 4. You could do like a telescope. That's reasonable. Like, here, have a free telescope. That's like, oh, that's nice. I get to discover a minion of my type. That's a nice boost to get. Getting an extra golden touch, getting an extra shield, getting a Hamul, right? Getting a 2020, getting a Mutinous. This is like insane.
2020 is 2 gold. So, oh, you sure. Mean Tavern 3. Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. But I guess with cost, yeah, we could also do cost.
Tavern's like a better, like, a stronger nerf, yeah, compared to cost.
But maybe it doesn't make, well, we're already like, we don't need to do the work for them. It's fine. Let them figure it out.
Yeah, let them figure it out. I agree. And we haven't even tried it.
Oh, so Boar's in the chat. Hey, Boar. Boar, you can help us. Floop. Does Floop copy enchantments during the... Yeah, we thought it would. Beater was like, no shot. There's no way it copies enchantments, because that would be broken. So for those of you who don't know, Boar is one of the designers on the...
It's one of the OGs.
Yeah, I mean, Boar Control used to be an F2K with us, right? That's the good old years. Floop copies enchantments. Here you go. All right. Beater is going to work on day one. Here you go. We were like, why would I pick this hero if it doesn't, right? But okay. Also, Storm Splitter, we already theorize, is probably not making it past week one. What's stopping me from giving my teammate the golden touch every turn, Boar? This seems really good. Yeah, this seems really good. All right, let's move on. Mirror Monster. Oh no, you were gonna do this, Sue.
Yeah. So Mirror Monster 4/4. When you discover or buy this, you get an extra copy and pass it. So it's also an Amalgadon.
Amalgam.
Amalgam. Yeah, I feel like you just buy this all the time. I don't know. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a triple machine.
Yeah.
Right. So you buy this.
You just need one, two. Right. Yeah. You buy one. Right. You buy one and you have your set.
Like you want three and then you both have a triple. Right. That's the best one.
Sure.
But yeah, once you buy
a triple.
Yeah, once you buy the second one, you can just pass and be like, oh, here's a triple. You take the triple.
Yeah.
That
just seems like...
It's good.
You know, like, you always buy this. Because you buy one, you both can play it or whatever. Then you buy the second one, the opponent gets one, you pass the other one, you're good. Like, so, you just... To me, it just seems like you always get it because you want the triples, at least early. I don't see how this isn't... messed up.
It seems good for sure. It does seem like an auto buy, right? It's just it just opens up opportunities, and because it's an amalgam, it's a bit easier to fit. Now I can see boards where you're like not really excited to put a 4/4 down, so you are spending 3 gold to hold it in your hand, and then your teammate might not want to play it either. So
I do that anyways.
Those are the turns where it is like that's a hit, right? That's a hit to your turn. Let's say it's the 9 gold turn, it's the 8 gold turn. You buy this thing. Oh, sorry. It's the 9 gold turn. It's a 10 gold turn. You buy this thing, and it's like, okay, now I have 6 gold left to do stuff. And if I don't roll a second mirror monster that turn, it's, you know, you do take a big hit.
Yeah. To me, it's like if you already have direction that you don't want this, but you already have direction, right? But if you're still searching for direction, then it's like, yeah, this gives me a chance to get direction. It's a lot cheaper than some of the other options. I'm going to get it. Yeah. And once again, it's 1 gold, like, technically, you know. You buy, you get 2 cards, you sell both, right? Like, you know, it's not a big investment to me to open up this potential to win. That's something that, you know, I see, you know, players do. Like, they'll just they'll spend like 3 gold here to set up like a broken combo later on, right? But it might take like 3-4 turns to get them, but then as soon as they get it, they're like, oh, we win, right? So this just seems like that type of card where, yeah, you're spending that 3 gold, but like you open up the triple and then like that can give you the avenue to find a way to win.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, I agree. I think it is good. I think you are, like, especially at the start of the meta, I'm buying every single one of these, and then we'll see. We'll go from there.
Yeah, well, yeah, you adjust after, you know, you have a richer game plan, but right now we don't have that, so. Yep.
All right. And then last on tier 4,
Grave Narrator. So this card is a 2/7 Avenge 3. Your teammate gets a random minion of their most common type. Reminds you of anything?
Nest Matron.
Reminds you of any broken combination card that we have abused to high heavens? No, nothing. I just feels like one of those cards. And it has 7 health now. Like, it's even better than before.
It obviously has a type. It has a type.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, you can fit it in an undead comp. It can actually stay, right? Nest Matron was sort of like, okay, just keep it, but it doesn't go anywhere, right? This guy could stay. Like, yeah, could legit stay.
seems problematic to me. Like, there's half of these cards hit my problematic level.
Well, honestly, undead needed. Undead are not good right now, so.
Sure. But are you really playing this for the undead? Like,
yeah, but if it's not an undead, then it is more like Nest Matron, right? That's what I mean. Mm. Where the reason why it's strong in my, like, I think it's good, right? If it didn't have a type, it's good. But the reason why it's strong is you can actually keep it on your board, and the it's just so synergistic, because if you play undead, you have things that make more things, and they have taunts, and they have a way to buff attack. So this thing, instead of a 2/7, it'll be a 4/7, and then 6/7 and all that. And the it's generally going to be well protected, so it's going to go off once, maybe twice, sometimes 3 times if you have a really good fight. So that feeds a lot of economy to your opponent, to your teammates.
I'm sorry.
No, it's normal, because you're not your mouth is used to saying your opponent, right? It doesn't say your teammate in this game. You don't have a teammate, right? Not yet. And you don't even need to play undead for this to work, right? Your teammates could be dragons, smurlocs, beasts. Like, you don't need that synergy.
Yeah, that's why I think it's problematic. Because it's like, okay, we play and I give you 5 dragons. Like, what? Like, okay, thank you. Like, what is this? Like, I'm just getting everything I need while, you know, from you, while you're doing nothing. I guess you're having the downside of playing an undead comp, right? Of course. Like, I'm so sorry.
My condolences, right? You're fine. But this is a good point that you bring up, where what you can do is, in the early game, one of the two players is probably going to have a little bit more of a token-esque setup, where you start, like, let's say in the current meta, it would be Mana Saber with Turtle, or it would be Death Swarmer with a Risen Rider.
We're forcing this.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been saying. Like, I think if undead are in, one person leans towards having tokens on the board, and then when either of you guys roll a Grave Narrator, if the person without the tokens hits it, it just passes it and be like, feed me, baby. Oh, put those Mana Savers to good use, right? Like, use them Mana Savers.
We're going double undead. I can see it already. I just like, I'll feed both of us. Like, I'll take 7 undead. Hell, Grave Narrator triple. Thank you very much, sir. Like,
Golden Grave Narrator. I can't hold all these minions. My hand is full. That's another thing. If your hand is full, I guess the portal's closed, or does it just like go to waste? I feel like it probably goes to waste, right?
I guess so.
It'd be funny if like your teammate has 10 cards. No, like the portal just like close. Or maybe if they're like lenient about this, it's like Spellcraft, where you pass and then it's in the buffer. Like right now, Spellcraft goes into the buffer. That's actually a good question. If Boar is still here, I'd like to know that. Did you guys play around with that to like be forgiving for the full hand?
You're not like that. Forgiving to our players.
No. It's Spellcraft. It enters a queue. Yeah, there we go. That's fantastic. I love that. I still have that, like, it's so heartbreaking when I have Ticketus and it doesn't do that. Like, you know, it's entirely my own fault. I know the prize is coming.
No, it's not. I'm playing Pool Boys, and that means I can't play my ticket as hero power. Like, get me out of here. It's not my fault. I don't agree.
Well, no. Honestly, like, if you watch Chief, like, he'll just sell, like,
everything.
He'll sell, like, a golden Murkai because it would fill his hand and he was going to miss a buddy. And he's like, fuck this. I'll play a regular Murkai. So you can calculate it, right? But I don't, so I miss my prize.
I don't agree with that. I don't like that.
Oh, man. All right, let's go up to the next tier. This is great. Okay. We got tier 5. So we only got a few left, right? Oh, but yeah, this one is super fun. So I wanted to get your take on this one, and then I'll tell you mine. So support system is a tier 5 mech. It's a 4/5. At the end of your turn, give a minion in your teammate's warband divine shield.
How is this not auto buy? Like I'm given. You get all the shields, man. What is this? It's for free.
It's free. You well, like, it's a 4/5, but I do. Yeah. I like it a lot. I think it's good.
I'm buying it. Well, you're buying it.
Well, this is what I had in mind on my. This is the scenario I was talking about on my stream, right? So, what I can completely see happening, right, is one player. So, every time in my fantasy, I'm infinite, right? By the way, so you might have noticed, I'm always infinite. as I do, I get double Tethys, and I am infinite, and I'm just like, you know what, Collins? I'm going to buy you a Drakari and a support system. Just put that on your board. We're not going to lose. My Cleave has got us covered. We're not going to lose. But shield my board, please. Could you keep this on your board for like 2 rounds and just shield on my guys? Thank you. That'd be appreciated.
Damn. It's like that, huh?
That's brutal, right?
And I'm like, okay, well, hear me out. You play well, Wisher. You give me your Tethys. Thank you.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I see it. I definitely think it's something you want to give your whoever's doing super well. Just give them divine shields, like And you also, like, if you're playing duos, you have to be aware that your opponent's gonna have divine shield late in the game. Like, so you bumpers are pretty much gonna be mandatory, probably if mechs are in. So something to keep in mind.
Yeah. Now the thing with this is that you do need to communicate, and your teammate might play 5 or 6 minions on the board. Right, where normally you end on your buffer, but you would sell that like a jug, right?
You don't want to guarantee it, you don't want a jug taking the
buff, right? So it would be a little bit tricky to set up. So if it happens organically, that's fine. But otherwise, I think you do need, like, it might be too slow at certain points in the game. Excuse me.
No, when I'm buying it, just have two of them. Like, how's looking to be? Like, it is also a minion type. Like, you can buff it.
So. Yeah. Magnetics, buffs, and all that. Excuse me. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
All right. So the other one, I think, is also just. Well, I'm gonna let you do it. I'm gonna cough it out, Collins.
Next one. Well, Wisher spellcraft. You pass a different non-golden minion. So it's basically the spellcraft Madame Goya. Once again, right? So this is kind of why, like, you have a lot of options of getting Madame Goya's ability, but Madame Goya is pretty good. So being able to get this once per turn can be pretty powerful in being able to swap things. And very nice is that you can pass a minion already on your board. So let's say you have you already have a good setup, things like that. The minions you buy get plus 200/200. Well, you can just pass it to your opponent if you want to do that way. So it just seems like something good. The issue is, like, it doesn't have a type, so it might be hard to keep for an extended period of time, but just getting, like, even one proc might be worth it. It's essentially that the spellcraft, like, for instead of paying 2 gold, you're paying 3 gold, but you can sell this, so you would buy that card, so you'd probably buy this card too.
I think this one is really, really good. So as you mentioned, it's good that it doesn't have a type. It'd be so dumb if this was a Naga, you could keep it on your board playing Nagas. Just wee, 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 wee.
Yeah.
Just have like two of these and then the triples. And I was like, oh my God.
It's interesting. Oh, okay. Why is the golden one? Oh, never mind. Okay. There's no golden one.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a golden well-wisher, I'm assuming you just get the golden spell, which is still just passing on.
The same thing, yeah. It's the same thing, yeah.
It's it's like the golden glow scale. It's like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. But that'd be dumb, right? If you get two shields. Yeah, same thing with SCB, super dumb if you get two.
Gain a super shield, like.
Gain a mega shield, yeah. This shield needs two hits to break. Write that down. Write that down. All
right. I don't think so.
Delete it. Maybe, delete it.
Maybe a mech, like a mech with that ability.
A mech with a mega shield.
Yeah, like that. That's the only way. I'm like, okay, I guess. Yeah, why not?
Whatever. I suppose. All right.
Yeah, seems very good.
And that was our tier 5. There's no tier 6 duo minions are announced, but we do have a tier 7 Sandy, and this speaks volumes to how good Sandy is, because this was a tier 6 in the playtest, I think.
Yeah, it was a tier 6. Everyone used it, and it was broken. But now it's a tier 7. Though I will say, like, tier 7 is not something you're going to be seeing a lot, because I believe only the hero can do it, that one hero.
Thorin, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in the future, we might see like anomalies in duos, and tier 7 anomaly comes back or something.
Yeah, maybe. But for now, like, that seems to be the only way to get Sandy. So it's not something you should really think about too much.
No, but you should pick it when you get Thorin.
Yeah, sure.
It's a good minion. Yeah. Start of combat, transform into a copy of your teammate's highest health minion. So this is really the floop, but way less restrictive, right? Or gloop, I call him floop, but gloop is the highest tier minion, whereas with Sandy, you're copying highest health. And if we're wanting combat prowess, right, then we are by default, you know, looking at the high stat minions, and, you know, it's so much easier to change the health of a minion than to change the tiers of the minion. So yeah, Sandy does that beautifully.
Yeah, I mean, it does, like, kind of show, like, maybe floop is good if you just, like, force it. Like, I am going to force that my teammate has this gigantic tier 6 minion. Like, you will have it, Shady, with Divine Shield on top.
Keep buffing it. Let's go. Yeah. I mean, you could throw a shit ton of Dragon Roars on it or something. Like, I what I did on my stream is I said, in Battlegrounds, if you want to make one big guy, that's not hard. Like, it's actually not it's not that hard to make one big guy. That's sort of the high-level play. You see this a lot, where people make one or maybe two big guys, and then the rest is Queen, Matador, this poison bullshit. There were whole metas where the whole goal was just get a Mithrax early to scale it up, and then the rest is just Sephin. And those two cards are...
That was your meta.
I love that shit. I was so good at that. Yeah. Yeah, you were playing respectable stat comps. That's fair. You were, I did not want to, you don't want to associate with that. All right. I think that's it, guys. Those are the duo heroes and minions that have been announced. And
if only we could wait 9 minutes.
There is going to be the like, this is going to be open on the 16th, right? I don't know the hour, but the
yeah, sixth, something like that.
The 16th, this will be live. So that's 10 days. Let's see, what is this? Yeah,
for it's me, it's 11 days.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's the 5th, right? So 11 days, but still, less than 2 weeks. That is not a long time.
That's great. Yeah,
that's great.
Though, they did say, "Oh, it's coming out." What is it? First quarter. Here we go. Like,
they said early, and we made that into first quarter.
They said
early, but I mean, Blizzard is good at, if they don't have to be specific, they're not going to be. So they said early, and I think for something to qualify as early, it would officially not be early if it was in the second half of the year. Yeah. so they made it.
They really went as late as they could.
No. It's April, right? So that would have been June, right? like middle of June.
Why are you so lenient?
Yeah, middle of June. I don't know. I'd like try to be fair.
Fair.
What are your opinions on Cho and Gaul? Good. Strong.
Yeah.
So if you missed the start of the... I mean, you wouldn't miss the start of a podcast. You just go back. But if you missed the start of the stream, Cho and Gaul feel really good. For the simple reason, like, you can just take one triple on 7 gold, and then you both have a 4-drop, and then not lose. And then you can probably set up another triple on 9 gold with one person going to 5, one person staying on 4. Slam the triple, get a 6-drop, get a 5-drop. You don't lose again because you're strong. Then the person on 5 can get stronger. The person that was on 4 can go to 5. And it's just, it seems so clean. It seems so, like, it just seems very nice.
And what's also nice is that you get double the chance of hitting, like, that key piece to scale off of. Because sometimes you go to 6, you get a triple, it's like, oh, I didn't get it. But if you have double the chance, so, like, someone hits some comp and then you can kind of focus on that, like, keep that going. So seems pretty solid.
Yeah. So Beater's concern is that it's going to be a bit inconsistent with 6 armor, but yeah, I mean, I still think it's good.
My concern as well.
Yeah. I mean, you can have a bad Gallywix game, right? It's it doesn't mean Gally is bad, so yeah. But obviously Gallywix.
Playing Gally and duos, like, come on.
Oh my god, Gally and duos. Slow. Let's pop.
Slow, like. 6 armor, you die. You know, like. He says sarcastically.
I think you're gonna get pretty so there's a question in chat asking about if there needs to be a chat feature. I think you're gonna get pretty good at using the pings, right? So there's gonna be emotes and pings you can use to communicate. I think it's gonna be maybe a little bit weird at the start, but you'd be surprised how, I mean, people right now sort of communicate with just the standard emotes. Right, like, hey, do you want to level? No, I can't. I, you know, screw you. It's like, yeah, you can already kind of talk.
So if you know the player, you can chat with them, right? Because you can just talk to them through the friends list. The question is if you're playing, like, solos or,
this
like,
is, this is for, like, a random. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be, like, a here's a chat with your teammate feature. I think you're just going to have to rely on the emotes. So that is something, if you are playing by yourself with a teammate, you might have to get good at, or maybe they'll be like, oh, yeah, this is how we communicate. But obviously, I think it's going to be easier to just talk to the person if you know them or you know.
Yeah,
or
of maybe course. If you can sit on voice, of course, always.
What you do is you play until you get, like, that one teammate that's just, like, on your level, and then you add them, and then you're like, hey, let's play. Like, yeah. Like,
for sure. No, I think that's the move. I think you solo queue, and then you have that game, and then you were both on point, and you add each other, and you're like, hey, man, let's hang out. Let's queue together. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think if you don't have a teammate, that's the move.
That's the way to do it, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, Collins, I think we can wrap up here then. I mean, unless you just want to chat about something else, that's fine.
We're good. We've
come. No, I mean, I feel like covered. Cut you off. I thought you were going to bring something up. Now I feel bad. Then you get married. Yeah, that's the dream story, Donnie. That's the dream story. I mean, you hear that, right? People that met through WoW, like, in the same raiding guild and stuff, and they got married. Yeah.
Yeah. Could happen to you, you know?
Yep.
Well, there'll be a separate ELO for duos. So
yeah.
When it comes out, everyone's gonna be the same ELO. So that's gonna be pretty interesting. Cause you know, like, it's gonna be fun for some and maybe not as fun.
I wonder how, I feel like with how many players will play a lot, I honestly don't feel like it'll be that bad after the first few hours. I think after the first few hours,
you know, there's going to be people that are coming for the first time for, like, the next, like, 3 days, like, after it comes out. People are going to, you know, you're going to have people just coming in. So I feel like it will be.
What do you mean coming in?
Like, I don't think, it comes out and everyone that's ever going to be playing is just going to be playing, like, hour one, right? I feel like you will have new people coming in consistently.
Yeah. So I guess, sorry, what I wanted to say is, I guess we would play the day after, right? Or because I think it probably releases when we're going to be sleeping.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
I think so. So for us, it's going to be different. But I think if you play on release, for most high level players, after a few hours, I feel like they're going to be matched okay.
Yeah, because yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The other people are pushing ahead, sure. Right? Yeah.
But I'm saying, like,
but we're not.
The first hours are going to be.
Questionable matchmaking.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, not questionable, but it has to be done, right? Essentially, you just have to chop. You have to chop your way through all the noobs. Jungle of noobs, get out of the way.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's sort of the only time you can do, because I remember, like, back in, oh man, how long is this ago? Maybe nearly a decade. Where, well, I guess people still do this, but to a lesser extent. But you used to have a lot of this, like, bronze to diamond challenges in League of Legends.
People still do it. People still do it.
Yeah, but I don't think you can start bronze where...
They force it.
They do, like, anyway? Purpose. Yeah, I feel like you get banned for that, though, right?
You would think, right? You would think they would. No.
Right? Because there's definitely a difference between unranked and bronze, right? Like, you play unranked and you do all your placements, you start, like... mid gold or something, I think, right? If you're just like kill, but like starting proper bronze versus starting mid level, that's a huge difference. And that's similar when, I guess, when there's new ranking, it's not proper bronze. You don't really play against people that are lower than 4k internal, because right. You start at 4k internal. I mean, assuming it's the same system, which I assume it is, you don't really start at zero is your external. You start at 4,000 internal, and then, you know, I don't know if Boar's still here and if he is allowed to talk about it or whatever, but at least from what I remember, that's roughly how it worked. Now, I don't think it's ever been, like, properly confirmed, but it feels like that. Because obviously you climb way too fast to actually have zero internal, right? Because you start at zero, you get 300. So,
yeah.
Anyways, whatever.
Which is nice. Feels nice. So.
It's a small thing. Whatever.
Yeah, so they're asking if I'm going to be in your time zone or will they be balanced. I don't really want to change Shady's schedule too much, right? He's got a good thing going. Why would I mess with that? So I'll try to gravitate towards his is the current plan.
Yeah, the current idea is for Collins to be very, very gracious and essentially say, hey, I'll basically wake up with you. And then we'll go play together.
We'll go from there, yeah.
So we'll see how that works out. All right, cool. All right.
Yep.
Good stuff. Want to send us off?
Oh, yeah, right. There's a thing I
said. We're rusty. Yeah,
thanks for joining us and all that good stuff. You know where to find us. Tune in on April 15/16 when Jules comes out. Should be super fun. Should have a great time. And we'll catch you in the next one where we'll have a lot of opinions.
Oh, yeah. Lots to talk about for the next one. All right. See you guys. Have a good time, everyone.
Take care.